Happy birthday, Zachir. You are going to hear a radio program about Zachir Tort, a famous cake. First, you will have 1 minute to study the task below. Then you will hear the text twice. Between the two listenings, you will have 30 seconds to think about the answers. While listening, complete the spaces 1 to 8 in a maximum of 4 words. There is one example, 0, at the beginning. After the second listening, you will have 1 minute to finalize your answers on the task sheet. Start studying the task now.
Zachir Torte, along with apple strudel, is one of the best-loved Austrian cakes. It's available almost everywhere, from greasy spoon railway cafeterias to the elegant coffee houses of Vienna. I've been offered Zachir Torte in après-ski bars in the mountains, at birthday parties, and at election rallies. In fact, the cake has even been used as an ambassador for Austria. When the country was under European Union sanctions in the year 2000 because a far-right party had joined the government, Vienna sent its foreign minister and a huge Zachir Torte to an EU summit in an attempt to sweeten tempers. This year, there seems to be even more Zachir Torte around than usual because the cake is celebrating its 175th birthday. It was created by chance one day in 1832 when the chef to the Chancellor of Austria suddenly fell ill. His 16-year-old apprentice, Franz Zachir, was called in to create a dessert that wouldn't disgrace the prince, and the Zachir Torte was born. A few days ago, I attended a small birthday party for the cake at the Hotel Zachir, which was founded by Franz Zachir's son, Edward. The managing director was running around ensuring that the guests of honor were supplied with sparkling wine. Champagne goes very well with Zachir Torte, she told me. Where do you keep Franz Zachir's recipe? I asked. It's in my safe, she said. Only a handful of people have seen it, and they are sworn to secrecy. There's only one original Zachir Torte, and it's ours. Over the decades, the Hotel Zachir has spent years in court fighting for its claim that it makes the original Zachir Torte. Its most prominent rival was the Café Damol, another famous Viennese pastry maker. The Hotel Zachir eventually won. In the marble kitchens of the Café Damol, I watched the head confectioner spread melted chocolate on a slab of Zachir Torte. What's the difference between a Damol Zachir Torte and one from the Hotel Zachir? I asked. I can't tell you exactly, he said, but the Zachir says it uses 3 types of chocolate for the icing. We just use 1, our own special brand of chocolate. It's been a long time since I first tasted Zachir Torte, and I can't remember now whether it was at Café Damol or at the Hotel Zachir. But I do remember being distinctly disappointed. The cake was dry, and the fabled chocolate icing was too sugary and curiously sharp in flavor. It wasn't unpleasant, but I'd been expecting something different, something richer, more along the lines of an American brownie. It just wasn't chocolatey enough.
This is the second reading.
Zahertorte, along with apple strudel, is one of the best-loved Austrian cakes. It's available almost everywhere, from greasy spoon railway cafeterias to the elegant coffee houses of Vienna. I've been offered Zahertorte in après-ski bars in the mountains, at birthday parties, and at election rallies. In fact, the cake has even been used as an ambassador for Austria. When the country was under European Union sanctions in the year 2000 because a far-right party had joined the government, Vienna sent its foreign minister and a huge Zahertorte to an EU summit in an attempt to sweeten tempers. This year, there seems to be even more Zahertorte around than usual, because the cake is celebrating its 175th birthday. It was created by chance one day in 1832 when the chef to the Chancellor of Austria suddenly fell ill. His 16-year-old apprentice, Franz Zaher, was called in to create a dessert that wouldn't disgrace the prince, and the Zahertorte was born. A few days ago, I attended a small birthday party for the cake at the Hotel Zaher, which was founded by Franz Zaher's son, Edward. The managing director was running around ensuring that the guests of honor were supplied with sparkling wine. Champagne goes very well with Zahertorte, she told me. Where do you keep Franz Zaher's recipe? I asked. It's in my safe, she said. Only a handful of people have seen it, and they are sworn to secrecy. There's only one original Zahertorte, and it's ours. Over the decades, the Hotel Zaher has spent years in court fighting for its claim that it makes the original Zahertorte. Its most prominent rival was the Café d'Amol, another famous Viennese pastry maker. The Hotel Zaher eventually won. In the marble kitchens of the Café d'Amol, I watched the head confectioner spread melted chocolate on a slab of Zahertorte. What's the difference between a d'Amol Zahertorte and one from the Hotel Zaher? I asked. I can't tell you exactly, he said, but the Zaher says it uses three types of chocolate for the icing. We just use one, our own special brand of chocolate. It's been a long time since I first tasted Zahertorte, and I can't remember now whether it was at Café d'Amol or at the Hotel Zaher. But I do remember being distinctly disappointed. The cake was dry, and the fabled chocolate icing was too sugary and curiously sharp in flavor. It wasn't unpleasant, but I'd been expecting something different, something richer, more along the lines of an American brownie. It just wasn't chocolatey enough.